Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Haley with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, tropical cyclone Narelle has officially formed in the Coral Sea off the coast of far north Queensland, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. Heavy rain and damaging winds are expected to cross into the Northern Territory as it approaches the coast this week, with the Category 4 system expected to hit on Friday. Heavy rain and high tides are expected to hit from Thursday between Cape Melville and Port Douglas, with residents urged to stay on alert throughout the rest of the week.
Several suburbs stand divided over plans to change building height restrictions. Residents in Wynnum, Indooroopilly, Carindale and Noondah recently had plans revealed to them that the height limit of buildings would be raised amidst a wave of suburban redevelopment. Over 500 people from the Wynnum area have expressed concerns for the sensibility of the solution, but also are encouraging council's engagement in the redevelopment of the suburb. Wynnum Manly Committee Group member Tarnia Lowe says of the government's plan, quote, "We don't feel that they've actually taken the community sentiment on board."
In national news, the Reserve Bank of Australia has warned the Albanese government that Australia will be at risk of a recession if inflation is not managed. The warning comes after the bank's official rate hikes earlier this year and a follow-up increase on Tuesday, with the added potential stressor of oil shocks due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock stated that she could not rule out a recession and that they, quote, "don't know what's going to happen."
A regional New South Wales council has scrapped a plan to ban the display of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander flags after almost 700 submissions rejected the controversial proposal. Council procedure saw that the flags were temporarily removed anyway, despite the 78% of submissions in the community, stretching from Corowa to Urana in the far electorate, opposing the idea. In the chamber, four members voted for the removal, three against, with one abstaining. The plan also included the removal of welcome to country ceremonies without, quote, "approval from an adopted council resolution," with the flags being removed because their installation had not been certified. The vote comes a year and a half after a neo-Nazi march throughout the streets of Corowa, with one submission stating that, quote, "removing the flags doesn't stop racism, it rewards it."
In international news, Cuba's humanitarian crisis has worsened after experiencing a nationwide electrical grid collapse, possibly due to being cut off from oil shipments since January. 10 million have been reported to be left without power, the Ministry of Energy and Mines noted a complete disconnection of the electrical system and that it was investigating, stating that there were no failures in any units in operation when the grid collapsed. State media have since reported restoring 5% of the grid, with some hospitals and homes being returned to operation. Amid the collapse, Donald Trump threatened to take over the country, quote, "whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth, they're a very weakened nation right now."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.